Anyway, back to the show. He makes fun of CM Punk for wrestling in no-name towns under a no-name organization. And he said, in short, CM Punk was a nobody until he climbed the ladder, grabbed the briefcase, and had a lucky title win, and found himself able to stand in this ring and call himself a world champion. I take offense to that. You know, all of that's pretty much true. I mean, he was wrestling I wouldn't say no-name towns in a no-name organization, but because the towns did have names, and the organization did have a name, Ring of Honor. Or maybe he's talking about OVW, I don't know. But it is true that, you know, he wasn't a big star until he climbed the ladder, grabbed a briefcase, got a lucky win. If you don't count maybe a long reign as ECW champion, which maybe a heel like Randy Orton wouldn't count, but I do find his biography kind of funny where, you know, he was a nobody until he climbed the ladder. I mean, WWE does kind of tell us, you know, ECW is worth watching on Tuesday nights, and here's a title that we're willing to put on, you know, title defenses on major pay-per-views, but I guess you're a nobody if you hold that title for months and months before you climb a ladder. Anyway, he said he'd love to challenge Punk right there, but he's not medically cleared, so he can't. Then Punk walked out, and this was, I think, the high point of Punk's WWE career. I thought he stood in the ring with Randy Orton and carried himself like he belonged. He carried himself like he could fight Randy Orton and win. He just stood right there. And, I mean, I'm talking about the person, not just the character. He didn't seem nervous. He didn't seem like, well, you know, it's going to be obvious that I'm, you know, this skinny indie wrestler who's only here by default because everybody else is injured. There was nothing like that. Punk stood in Orton's face. And, I mean, that's what Punk has that a Charlie Haas doesn't have. Or you know, other wrestlers who are probably looking at CM Punk going, what does he have that I don't have? That promo showed it. It's a bravado, it's a self-confidence, it's a full-fledged belief that he belongs there, even though when he probably looks in the mirror, he's like, man, if you cut off my hair and I walk down the street, or let's say just down a sidewalk on a beach without a shirt on, people won't think I was a star. You know, even CM Punk joked about that Vince McMahon doesn't want him to dress, you know, he wants him always in his wrestling gear because he doesn't look like a wrestler if he's not. But here's a case where Punk believes, and to the point where, you know, he can rub people the wrong way sometimes, and maybe there's a conflict of insecurity mixed with that cockiness that actually makes him kind of dynamic and interesting to people. But whatever it was, psychoanalysis aside, this was a shining moment for Punk on the microphone. Orton did great. I mean, this was a really good segment. They brought out the best in each other. What was great, it wasn't just Punk's delivery, but Punk got to deliver some good comebacks. It was like, you know, ooh and ah moments, like, wow, I can't believe he just said that. He said, not everybody has a granddaddy and daddy behind them to usher them into WWE. In other words, taking a shot at the fact that Orton didn't have to pay his dues like Punk did. He said, there are some people who have to work very, very hard to get there. He said, it doesn't matter how he won it, the fact is he did win it. And then he threw out that he doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke. And you're thinking, well, okay, why is that relevant? But it led right into, and I don't take joy rides on my motorcycle at 3 a.m. and try to pop wheelies and get re-injured and delay my return for another 3 months. So in other words, take a big shot at Orton's professionalism. The fact that Orton cost his company, not just himself and his career, but his company, 3 months of his usage, because according to this story, which may be true if it was at 3 a.m. and the cops don't know, who knows what the story was, but they sure painted Orton as being someone who made a dumb decision. He said he went from the age of Orton to a complete afterthought, and he doesn't blame him for running down all of Ross champions, because if he was in his shoes, he'd be jealous too. Orton then just said, hey, you're the most pathetic champion ever. Punk said, you're jealous. Orton sneered. Punk said he'd love for that fight to go down right here, right now, but he said the conversation has to end now because he's got more immediate business to tend to, such as preparing for the Scramble on Sunday. FedEx trucks are allowed. Punk said that he's going to do everything he can to hold on to the title so that when he does come back, Orton can experience firsthand what he's all about. Just really good. Orton left the ring, then JBL's music played. JBL headed to the ring, and Michael Cole, and they told us this throughout the show, Michael Cole said, there's an 80% chance CM Punk's going to lose the title because, well, there's four other people in the ring, right? So that makes an 80% chance he'll lose, 20% chance he'll win. But that's not really true because, it's probably somewhere between 15 and 25 or 12 and 32 because technically you can't just put five people in the ring and say, oh, everybody has a 20% chance, because if you put Michael Cole and Todd Grisham in the ring, I think CM Punk, and replaced, you know, Batista and JBL, I think Punk's chances would go up because two of the people suck. So it's, you know, it's not exactly 20%, but anyway, not a big deal. But he just, Cole just said it with such pride, it just kind of irritated me, like, yeah, I did the math, it's 20% chance of winning. JBL told Punk that he doesn't get it, fairy tales aren't real. He said in 6 days, the clock will strike midnight, and the fluke that he calls his championship run will be over. JBL, always good on the mic. JBL reiterated the line, 80% chance of losing the title, but then he actually said, my chances are better of winning because of my clothesline from hell. So at least he injected some reality into it. He said, it's one move, and I can walk away as champion. And he said, hey, I could knock you out with it, but I might not. Maybe it'll be Ray I knock out and pin. Kind of getting across the fact that Punk can lose a title. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP-exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.